This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start another hour of entertaining news and conversation on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to present a great day with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I became, absorbed with clickbait during the news at the top of the hour instead of me doing other work that I needed to do, and I found a new term that I don't recognized, nor have I seen before, pansexual. What is a pan?
That means you love everybody.
Person, really?
Yep. Yeah. That's what it means. Oh.
This was a list of all the gay celebrities who are together that I clicked on because I saw a name that I recognized. I didn't know was gay, and so they just keep going, click, 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 click. And there's some guy on there, I don't know who it was, who proclaimed that he was a pansexual.
So
I never
Dan
heard
Levy?
The expression before. Yeah, how'd you know?
I don't know that Dan Levy is in real life, but I know his character, David Shit, on Schitt's Creek, is pansexual. He wrote him that way.
Can we
but
say that?
But in real
that
life, Dan Levy, yeah, Schitt's Creek, we've been saying that for, you know, I know. It's on season five. It's
I
not
love
new.
To have fun with that. All right, yeah. So anyway, you've learned something new already, and we haven't even gotten to Jennifer yet with the lead story of the hour.
And also, I just want to point out, shows that those stories are made up, because he's gay in real life. He's not actually pansexual. So.
Well, but I don't even know what a pan... I never heard the word pansexual before.
Well, yes, you've learned that, and you've also learned that clickbait is fake news. But anyway, moving on.
All right, Jen, take it away.
All right. Well, what is the biggest problem facing teenagers in this country? Is it poverty, the threat of teenage pregnancy, maybe gangs, maybe drinking alcohol? Well, it seems that there's a new study out saying that it's not any of those things, that the biggest problem facing America's youth is actually anxiety and depression, and that they're on the rise. Now, that's whether or not the person actually personally suffers from the conditions or not. 7 in 10 teens today see them as a major problem among their peers. So they may not suffer from it themselves, but they realize it's a big problem with their friends. The concerns about mental health cuts across gender, racial, and socioeconomic lines, so that doesn't make a difference. And there are roughly equal shares of teens across demographic groups saying it is a significant issue in their community. Fewer teens, though still substantial shares, voice concern over bullying. That's a big problem. Second on the list, drug addiction and alcohol consumption. More than 4 in 10 say there are major problems affecting people their age in the area where they live. This is according to Pew Research Center. They studied a group of teens across the country ages 13 to 17, and they say when it comes to pressures teens face, academics top the list. 61% of teens say they feel a lot of pressure to get good grades. By comparison, about 3 in 10 say they feel a lot of pressure to look good. That's 29%. And to fit in socially, 28%. Roughly 1 in 5 feel pressured to bark like a dog.
Family's all excited about this.
Feel pressured to be involved in extracurricular activities and be good at sports. That's 21%. Half of teens see drug addiction and alcohol consumption as major problems among people in their age group. Fewer than 1 in 10 say they personally feel a lot of pressure to use drugs. Only 4% or drink alcohol, which is at 6%. I think probably what's most notable here for me is the spread of anxiety and depression. We've always had angsty teenagers, but I think the anxiety issue in this country has just gone over the top. And I think that's actually true in all age groups. I think everybody feels a lot more anxiety maybe than they used to. And I wonder if it's because we're constantly stimulating our senses, because it used to be you could go home and maybe get some quiet. Now you're taking emails home with you. You're taking your work home with you on your devices. You're constantly on social media. You're constantly checking updates. You're looking at television. There's always some sort of stimulation going on. And so just in reading this study, thinking about how this affects teens, and I think, well, this actually affects my age group, too. It seems that it's more prevalent to have people suffering from anxiety if that's because we never shut down anymore. There's never downtime. It's always some sort of connection to something. And whereas in our world, we have work emails and things like that to take home with us, or in my case, I work from home, so I'm always home with it. But then when you're on and social media, I think, is definitely anxiety-inducing as well. But then, especially for younger kids, you're in school during the day, and then my cousins are in high school still, and they talk about this a lot. You're in school during the day, and they're academically driven, so they're trying to do their best. And then when you're at home, the way you unwind is like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat, and then that brings on a whole different level of anxiety, because studies have shown comparing yourself to what you see on Instagram with filters and celebrities and all this other stuff, that creates so much more anxiety, especially for younger girls. I agree with you. I think we have anxiety across all generations now, even young
kids. It
seems
more prevalent.
Yeah.
Like, What do we do about it?
I think we have to disconnect. I think it's up to the individual to make a concerted effort to step away. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, not necessarily, I think obviously big vacations are great and nice, but I think you almost have to plan a little mini vacation for yourself every single day. I know that's when I get tapped out, is I don't have a lot of time to do that. And whether that's stepping away and maybe going to the gym or stepping away and meditating or whatever it is, I know how terrible I feel when I'm not taking time for myself. I can't imagine how a 16-year-old probably feels when they're doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah, that's why I took a little staycation last month. And the guy that I'm dating asked, you know, when we went out the next weekend, he was like, oh, is there anything specific that, you know, you were stressed about or that was making you anxious? And I said, no, it's just life. It's everything in general. I just feel stressed and anxious all the time. And so I had to make a concerted effort to just go away and not have to deal with any of the things I normally deal with. And it helped for the weekend, but you know,
how can you feel stressed working in the environment that you're working in? This is a fabulous environment. Look at the people you're working with. Victoria, Jennifer, me.
Yeah, Doug never stresses any of us.
No stress here. The podcast, by the way, that Kara does a fabulous job putting together, latest one, you can hear our discussion of a new health warning for women who drink diet soda. The warning is, don't do it. And then there's the discussion without Jennifer of the closing of all those Payless shoe stores and the sales you can get now if you go. Did you go to any of them?
Sad. I'm in mourning.
I know. You can go buy a bunch of new shoes, though.
No, I don't like liquidation sales. They're not good. They don't really lower the price, and they're all picked over, and it's gross.
Sad, yes. Also on the current podcast, you get to the bottom of what the heck actually happened in the Smollett case, if there is such a thing as getting to the bottom of that. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is on the podcast updating what goes on when you are preparing to fix up your house this spring. Some great ideas, great tips, without having to break the bank. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or download, rate, and subscribe to it on iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show. 15 past the hour on said DJV Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of names in the news here on the DJV program. Gwyneth Paltrow has filed a countersuit. Remember that situation? She's fighting back against a guy who accused her of crashing into him a couple of years ago, causing him serious injuries. His name is Terry Sanderson. He filed a $3 million suit against her. He claims that Paltrow skied out of control, knocked him down, caused him serious injury, including a brain injury, four broken ribs, and other serious injuries. She filed a countersuit against him, claiming that he skied into her. She said she was enjoying skiing with her family on vacation when the plaintiff, who was uphill from her, plowed into her back. She got a full body blow. She was angry with him and said so to him. He apologized. She was shaken and upset, quit skiing for the day, and I thought it was still morning, later in the day.
Didn't he file that lawsuit weeks ago? It seems interesting
did,
that it's taken her so long.
Suit,
seems
yeah.
interesting that it's taken her so long taking to come
her,
back
what,
with
3 years.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
Well, no. He just filed the lawsuit.
He started, and then she filed some against him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they have completely different stories. So
right.
It's interesting. I feel like if he had put... And not that I don't believe her, but if he actually ran into her, it seems interesting that it took her multiple weeks to come out with the lawsuit. But maybe it's more complicated than.
Well,
I think what she's doing is starting the he said, she said, so that no judge is going to rule that way because it's unclear what happened.
Yeah. The ski instructor and a couple of people in the resort.
Saw it, apparently.
Listed as defendants in Sanderson's suit. Sanderson is the guy, Terry Sanderson. $3 million. Yeah, lucky to get $3 out of out of that. And also, the judge has delayed Michael Cohen's prison surrender date. Why would that be? The judge agreed to push back the start of his prison stint for 60 days. I guess he had some operation on his shoulder or something.
Yeah, he had a surgery, so they gave him some time to recover.
Why did he have... I'm surprised he didn't wait till he went in and let the taxpayers pay for his surgery. That seems to be the thing that's in vogue these days.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know
that
you can get shoulder surgery from that.
Apparently, you can get most. If you can get transgender surgery, you ought to be able to get. Somebody else, there was some other famous example of people ripping off the system, going to jail and then having an operation while they were in jail. It wasn't a sex thing either. I'm trying to remember who it was in the last couple of years who pulled that stunt. And there's more, when it was, somebody did an investigation into it, you know, Dateline or somebody like that, and found hundreds of examples of people going to jail and then having surgery on the taxpayer while they were in jail. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you rob. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm not afraid of getting older. I'm one less day.
Money Green Changes at the hour on the DJD program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and joining the answer to the question, who is Hootie? And Jennifer, you have the answer to who is Hootie?
Are any of us Hootie? Maybe we're all Hootie.
Maybe
yeah, we're
masks.
All Hootie.
Maybe there's somebody. Maybe he's behind one of those masks. What about that? Huh. All right, anyway, that's not what we were listening to here. We're listening to Rob Thomas, actually, who was with Matchbook 20, you may remember, beginning of his career.
Matchbox.
Matchbox what?
Matchbox 20, not Matchbook.
Right. What'd I say?
Matchbook.
That's close.
Oh, my God.
Rob Thomas has announced he has his fourth studio album. See, you know, Kara's all worked up because she has a lot of stress, but you see that's self-created in that circumstance because,
I get stressed out because I like to be factual.
Yeah, we like pronouncing names correctly and, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah. All that jazz. Okay, this is not jazz. This is a new solo album for Rob Thomas called Chiptooth Smile. Interesting. What does that mean? Anybody know?
Probably has a chipped tooth, and when he smiles, you can see it. I think this is pretty self-explanatory.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't think symbolic.
Yeah. When I was a senior in high school, I fancied a young lady whose name I will not use on the air, but she was getting a drink in a bubbler one day, and I walked by her, and I gave her a pat.
She was getting a drink in a what? I was...
A bubbler is it's a water fountain. And it was...
Dad, chip someone's tooth?
I did. In fact, she chipped her tooth on that. And she had a beautiful
smile.
Kara,
I didn't see where that was going. Good on you.
He shoved a girl he liked right into a water fountain.
And she chipped a bubbler. Her tooth?
Yeah, she never spoke to me again either.
Well, anyway, this is... I feel like
she did, but now she said, Doug, I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, it sounded just like Michael Strahan. What'd you start to say, Kara?
I was going
to
say, by the time we're done talking, this new song by Rob Thomas is going to be over.
Over.
Okay. Yeah, Thomas says this is an anthem about life and living. Living one more day is a privilege not afforded to everybody. So do all you can for the ones you get. That's a great, great philosophy. He's also embarking on a North American tour to support this album with the special guest Abby Anderson. Who is Abby Anderson? Do you know?
Don't know.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Don't know.
Scheduled to kick off May 28th at Red Bank, New Jersey. And then he'll go across the country, ends up back on the East Coast at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. The end. Tickets on sale on the 25th at 10 o'clock, which will be next Monday, okay, local time, for Rob Thomas's tour from Nashville 20. All right, let's see what's next. Here, the Zac Brown Band opening up for the Rolling Stones in Jacksonville. Very special gig. They have a tour scheduled for this year. Announced that they would open for the Stones. Zac Brown has been added to the bill for the Stones' April 24th show at Jacksonville, which is the second date on the band's No Filter U.S. tour. The No Filter tour kicks off on the 20th of April with a show at Hard Rock in Miami, the Hard Rock Stadium. It's currently slated to include dates in Houston, New Orleans, Glendale, Pasadena. All right, so where do they go? And there's two cities are next to each other. So what's in Glendale? Where do they go?
I'm thinking maybe they're talking about Glendale. I would think Glendale, Arizona, maybe.
Oh, okay, maybe, yeah. All right. Pasadena, that big racetrack. Isn't that where they go there?
Yeah, that's
big
right.
Big thing up the highway, yeah.
Could do that.
Seattle, Denver, Washington, Philadelphia, Chicago. Keith Richards says, we finished off a few months ago in Europe, and it just felt so good that when they said, do you want to do the States? Yeah! Does anyone want to go off tour? I mean, I thought we were just getting going. 13-stop tour includes the Stones stopping in Denver for the first time in like a decade. First gig in Jacksonville in 30 years. Tickets on sale now for the Stones this year. And they have a lot of Stones charging the kind of dough that they do, but they are a lot of fun to watch. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you've ever tried to buy tickets to a Sacramento Kings basketball game, you are likely interacting with Sarah Martinez, the Kings sales and marketing assistant. But what makes Sarah so special? Well, she's not actually human. She's AI, or artificial intelligence. Alex Terry from Conversica explains.
The AI assistant helps the Kings on a variety of projects. For example, with season tickets, group ticket sales, or selling of a suite. Not to mention like pre-event things like draft parties and even really ticket sweepstakes. And so any professional sports franchise has millions of fans. And so interacting with those millions of fans is a daunting challenge. And so AI is really the best way to have those personal one-on-one conversations at a very large scale.
More is at Conversica.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
You're listening to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson at a news conference after Jussie Smollett posts bond $10,000 and walks out of court, the judge calling his conduct outrageous. Police say the actor on the Fox show Empire staging a bogus attack, claiming white men wearing red MAGA Make America Great Again hats attack him with bleach and put a noose around his neck.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
The actor also claiming he receives a threatening letter at the Empire Studios covered with white powder, which the FBI says is crushed Tylenol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we are, back on the DJV program, ready to explain what's going on in the world. Can you imagine that? We have it all here with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen in the control room in our studio in Washington. Victoria is about to take the reins. Giddy up!
Giddy up. All right. Well, let's talk about our heart. It's the most important organ, right? And emotionally, we connect everything through our heart, and even if it's metaphorical. But women's heart health is the focus of February every year. That is it's the annual month heart. To talk about heart disease awareness, which is the number one killer of women. And so there are some new studies out that are kind of interesting, although probably not that surprising when you think about it. Doctors have long, and researchers have long known that there is an emotional component to your heart's health, to your actual physical heart's health. Doctors have seen time and time again people who deal with intense grief actually develop acute congestive heart failure over time. And so people who have unhealthy or difficult relationships, it causes chronic low-level stress, which actually accelerates heart disease. Now, this happens to women more than men. Women tend to internalize when they're in a difficult relationship or an unhappy relationship. They're not necessarily as vocal about it as maybe men are. Or men have other ways of dealing with an unhappy relationship that women tend to not, you know, use.
Really? What would be some
cheating
of those things? Yeah,
men tend
women
to cheat
never
more.
Cheat.
Women internal. No, I didn't say that. I said more men than women cheat in relationships. And so that is often described as a way of dealing or coping with being in an unhealthy or unhappy relationship. For women, we internalize it more. And so now there are new studies that show the importance of having love in your life, whether it's romantic love, pet love, family love, friendship love, whatever it is, the importance is just really cannot be stressed more. The recent studies have found heart patients who are divorced, separated, widowed, or never married have a higher risk of dying than their married counterparts. Married people also have a lower risk of developing heart disease than single people, and they're actually more likely to survive a heart attack, and they think it's because they have a partner who will help them, you know, nurse them back to health. And so for a long time, people have dismissed the broken heart theory when people say, oh, you know, so-and-so died
real.
Of a broken heart.
Yep,
very,
real.
Very real. And
look at
especially
that story from earlier this week of the husband and wife. They've been together for 77 years.
Yeah.
And they were in the hospital together. They died within 54 hours of each other, holding each
yep.
other's hand. That,
mm-hmm.
Hello, there's the example right there.
Yeah, and so many people, you know, who have been together for a long time, one spouse dies, and you know, it's
right.
Everyone says, oh, it's only a matter
see
of time.
Yep.
Yeah, the other person is just not, doesn't want to really carry on in the same realm without that person.
George Bush and Barbara Bush, pretty good example
yeah.
of that. She
yeah.
died, and didn't take long for him to kick the bucket.
Yeah, Johnny yeah. Cash and June Carter, that
yeah.
was, he went downhill yeah. very quickly after
yeah.
she passed away. So it yeah. happens a lot, but you have to protect your heart and involve love in your life in as many ways as possible. And it
all
actually has a physical
love.
It's true, it has a physical effect on you.
Yeah. All right, here's another physical threat to your life and your well-being. Harassment, bigotry, hate has become a problem. Some people think it's unavoidable if you're dealing on the internet. More than half of those people who live in this country, as a matter of fact, 53% say they have been subjected to hateful speech and harassment in the past year. 37% reported severe attacks, including sexual harassment and stalking, according to a survey released by the Anti-Defamation League, which tracks and fights anti-Semitism. For a third of Americans, online abuse was in response to their sexual orientation, either that or religion or race or ethnicity, something like that, gender identity, disability. This is an epidemic, and it's been far too silent, says the fellow from the Anti-Defamation League. We wanted to understand the extent of it and the impact of it. And I think that causes stress, but did we think the problem was as widespread as that? Do you think in your circle, in your world, ladies, that there are people who fit into that realm, into that description, into that reality? Think about the hateful speech that is online and some of the things that happen as a result of that. And is it because we talk about it? I'd like to think that we talk about it and hopefully it makes people aware of it and it may change some people's behavior, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we ought not to talk about it at all.
I
mean, there are a number of things I don't like talking about on the air because I don't think talking about them does any good. Doesn't fix
there's
anything.
Just a lot of people who use platforms of social media, specifically when it comes to politics, to take the other side down. So I don't even know if they're mean people in real life. I would hope not. But I think online, when everything's so divided, it's really easy to be anonymous behind a keyboard and send out bad messages to people. I think that kind of stuff happens all the time. I think primarily on Twitter, at least that's where I see it happening most. I feel like Instagram and Facebook are a little different, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just blind to it.
Twitter's become a cesspool of ugliness and anger.
Well, that's what we have, but that's what we said about Facebook a couple of years ago. Now it's Twitter, so what's next after that? Now look at the things that have been said about or by. I mean, you get down to the nitty-gritty. Most people who want to point a finger or blame Trump for what's gone on, whether that's true or not. I don't think that may be true, but just as a symptom, And so as we think, Jennifer just made me think about something that a lot of people were tweeting about past couple of days, the policy directive that has created the newest branch of the military called the Space Force. I'm not sure how well I like this, but it's a reality because the Chinese are doing this sort of thing. If you're not familiar with it, the mission is to be dedicated to defense using space. The president said, quote, "We're investing in a new space capability to project military power and safeguard our nation's interests, especially when it comes to safety and defense." And on the heels of that, here comes Putin, who says, it's kind of a warning, I guess, in a manner of speaking, if Washington launches some new things, like they've made reference to these intermediate-range missiles that will protect Europe, supposedly. But as he spoke to Parliament this week, said Moscow doesn't want any confrontation, will not be the first to deploy missiles after suspension of the intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty. Isn't that the thing we were talking about earlier in the year? Now we might be building more nuclear bombs or something, didn't? It's kind of a stupid decision on all parts. I mean, who's going to launch the first nuclear bomb? Come on. And unless the person is suicidal who has the finger on the button or dying or going to be dead in the next 24 hours anyway, that's the only person who's going to ever even think about launching these things, because we all know it means the end. Anybody who has any sense at all knows, even that little punk that runs North Korea, these people know it's the end if you push the button. End. The end. So why would this Putin even bother? Is it just he likes to talk?
Yes, I think he does. He's looking for power like every other world leader, everybody else in his position. He's looking to get people afraid of him. That's what he wants. That's the end goal.
He's a puker. So back to the Space Force. Who thinks this is a good idea?
Can you tell me? I don't know. I don't have an opinion on it yet because I don't really know what it is.
Well, it's basically using satellites. If you put satellites up that have some kind of bomb or some sort of laser.
Well, no. So everything that we do on, like, right now in life is linked to stuff that's connected to space. Think about it. GPS.
Right.
If you like to Uber,
sure.
If you like to Lyft,
yeah.
If you like to
of
use
course, yeah.
Waze, if you like to use cell phones, wireless communications are all
right.
Up
cloud.
In space.
Yep.
The
yeah.
Cloud is all up in space. You also have, like, weather models. Like, if you disrupt what we have going on in space, you can do a lot of damage to how
right.
We do everything down here. So right now, it's under the Air Force's jurisdiction to monitor it, but they haven't been doing necessarily, they don't dedicate a lot of resources there. China and Russia and Iran all have the capability to launch rockets into space that can take down those satellites. And so primarily the first goal of the Space Force, which would be operated under the umbrella of the Air Force, it would just give it more priority, would be a smaller function of the Air Force, would be the Space Force, to protect those satellites, to make sure that we have the same type of technology that could be seen as a threat in case they try to come after us, so that we could go after them. And to make sure that we're staying up to speed with Russia and China, who already have this technology. We haven't been doing that. China's been blowing missiles up in space since 2007. So
wasn't
America
there,
up to what where we need to be to protect ourselves in that
realm. Wasn't there a Gerard Butler movie a year or so ago about weather satellites in space creating havoc?
No, I do know. I mean, it makes sense to me because I think that as we go into the future, as we continue down this path, I think there's going to be far less wars fought on a battlefield where human life can be sacrificed. But there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be operating military missions using satellite technology. We already are doing that. And I think for us to be playing catch up to people, especially to a country like China, which I believe really is our greatest threat today, that's a problem. So I'm glad that we're going in this direction.
All right. Our thanks. Our newest radio station is WFLG. Describes itself as finger licking good. I don't know what that means, but
FLG. Where is WFLG?
Down in Kentucky, someplace. How do you do? And welcome to the DJB program, 45 after the hour.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I've just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesinel also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way4Work Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, how many people knew that the wall was going to cause as much trouble as it is? And this is ancillary to all the other discussions. The state of Maryland says they're going to lose $513 million in military funding, pretty much the same in New Hampshire. I wonder, there are 16 states that are suing because now it comes out why they're suing, because they're going to lose money. The governor said there's no national emergency. We've exaggerated what's going on the border, so says Governor Hogan of Maryland. And then what kind of a governor does he care? Is he any good? Was he a big blowhard? What's a typical politician?
He's a Republican, so it's sort of surprising in that instance.
What? He's still a blowhard. He can be blowhard whether you're Democrats or Republicans.
People in Maryland seem to like him. I mean, he's a Republican governor in a liberal state. Democrat. He's been elected multiple times. So
he's been a pretty big critic of Trump, too, so Trump. It's not a huge surprise, right?
No. All right, so what, I thought the money was coming from some other appropriation. They're taking it from, well, the military wastes so much money. I don't have a problem with it, frankly. There's so much waste, fraud, and corruption if they can get to that. I don't have a problem with that. 10 before the hour.
Home
makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Joining us now on the DJB program is Dr. Neil Levin, who's been a practicing chiropractor for decades. He's a certified fitness trainer as well, a nutritionist, co-author of the book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, as well as somebody that you probably have heard in other show circumstances. And we're going to talk about how wonderful, and I say this because I take it, I like it, I think that we don't have enough emphasis, frankly. People don't eat well. People don't take care of themselves for whatever they get, sort of subject Dr. Levin to all the advertising that's around, all the processed foods, and we just don't get enough omega-3s. I learned early on the difference between omega-3s, omega-6, omega-9. Why don't we start with a focus, because sometimes people will see something that says omega oil, and if it doesn't say omega-3, then they aren't really getting what they need, correct?
Oh, Doug, thank you so much for such an important insight. Thank you for having me today. You hit the nail on the head. I tell my patients the single most important nutrient that anybody can take is omega-3s. So let's get to the bottom line. Why is that? The listeners need to understand this. Well, Doug, if you and I went back 200 years ago and we decided we wanted to go to the local pub for a hamburger or a cheeseburger, well, guess what that cow had been eating that produced that meat? What do you think a cow is supposed to eat?
Well, you see, you've talked. You're talking the right guy. I'm a dairy farmer. I have a farm. I raise cattle. I don't happen to eat them because I don't eat meat because the cows are my friends. But I know what they eat, and they are on 114 acres of pasture, which is what makes the milk and the meat that comes from cows that are in that working in that arena. That's why it's good. So,
and herein lies the problem. You hit the nail on the head. Cows are supposed to eat grass. Grass is high in omega-3s. But now with the feedlots and the commercial nature and the mass production, the cows are eating grain. Grain is low in omega-3, high in omega-6, and hence if we have that same cheeseburger today, we're getting a piece of meat that's low in omega-3, high in omega-6. Instead of helping us reduce inflammation, it raises inflammation. Instead of helping us to be sharper and mentally stimulated, it dulls the brain. Instead of being cardioprotective, it actually causes inflammation in the blood vessels and is negative for our cardiovascular health. Now let's extrapolate this to chickens. Chickens are supposed to be out rooting in the fields, right? Eating bugs and worms, grass, etc. They're omnivores. But now instead of, and all of those things have omega-3s. But now they're eating grain. Even the fish. You go to the store, you buy some salmon. And unless you are paying $20-something a pound for the wild-caught stuff, you're getting farmed salmon, which eats fish food. So we're not getting omega-3s in the diet. And, Doug, omega-3s are important for everything. They're important for a child's intelligence, IQ, visual acuity, etc. So fish oil has been around for a long time. Back in the 1970s, Dr. Dyerberg, a friend of mine, I've had lunch with him, discovered this with the Eskimos and cardioprotection in Eskimos that basically ate marine mammals all the time. So fish oil is great. But now there's a new kid on the block. We call them krill oil. We get krill from the frigid waters of Antarctica. Tremendous biomass, so no worry about overfishing the krill. But the krill have the same omega-3s, the EPA and DHA that fish oil has. Now, Doug, all of our cell membranes are made up of phospholipids, so they get into our cells faster. They work better at lower concentration, and they have astaxanthin, which is a wonderful antioxidant that also helps all of our cells. So this krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 is a marriage of the krill oil with the fish oil, both at high levels of omega-3. We add CoQ10 because 50-plusers like you and I, Doug, the CoQ10 is so important for energy production, and there's some vitamin D in there as well, and it's all for free today because Purity knows that when you use it, krill omega 50-plus with CoQ10, the health benefits you'll receive are astounding.
All right, so here's where you get this great combo from Purity Products, the krill oil, the omega-3s together. Call 800-355-1493. That's the only number that you'll get this at the reduced price, 800-355-1493. Take Dr. Levin's advice. Let's get on the bandwagon. Purity's krill oil and omega together, 800-355-1493. Thanks to Dr. Levin for being here.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.